Friends, I'd like to remind you that you're listening to Uncle Dick Slack's Big Old Fashioned Barn Dance, coming to you from KMOX, the voice of St. Louis. And friends, you may remember that Uncle Dick Slack had a big Christmas tree here on the KMOX stage. All of us hung up our stockings at that time. Well, I got to feeling around in the toe of my stocking today to see if there was anything left in it. And what do you think? There were two loose nuts still there, and here they are right now. Uncle Dick Slack's two men of comedy, Kymon and Moe.
Well, Moe, I hear that you caused a scene in a department store today.
Oh, yes, it was a mess, all right. I runs up to the second floor, back to the first floor. I runs up to the second floor, back to the first floor for about 20 minutes.
Well, what on earth made you do that?
I had to. My pants was caught in the escalator.
Well, you know, I was in that same store today. I tried to find some pearls to match my girl's eyes, but I couldn't find them.
No wonder. Who ever heard of bloodshot pearls?
Shut up. You're speaking of the woman I love. I may propose to her. Say, Mose, tell me, how did you propose to your wife?
Well, I proposed to her in a garage. I couldn't back out.
You have no romance. You know, I heard that your cousin Snipe got married again today for the fifth time.
Oh, yeah, so that's right. He got married again today for the fifth time.
Well, that's really something.
Yes, ain't it, though? Mm. You know, they don't play the wedding march for him no more.
Well, what do they play?
Doing what comes naturally.
Tell me, is that why you were downtown today buying him a wedding gift?
No, sir, I went down there to exchange a Christmas present.
Well, what was the present?
Well, somebody sent me a little chair for Christmas, but it come broken and had a hole in it. So I want to exchange it.
Peasants. Listen, let me tell you about my girlfriend, Mose.
Well, yeah, so tell me about your girlfriend.
Her brow is like a snowy mountain. Her nose is like a gentle rise in the ground. Her lips are as red as a sunset, and her eyes are like two blue lakes.
Sounds like a wonderful place to spend a 2 weeks vacation, don't it?
You skunk, don't you ever have a romantic moment?
Oh, yes, sir. You know, I was standing in a drugstore one day when I first seen this gal.
Yes, were you thrilled?
Oh, yes, sir. I heard a buzzing in my ears, lights flashed, bell sounded.
Yes, yes.
Then somebody turned off the pinball machine.
Oh. Moron. Last night, I sat in my girl's living room and sang to her all evening.
She must be deaf.
She is not. I sang my favorite number, El Rancho Grande. You've heard me sing El Rancho Grande, Mose. Don't you think it's terrific?
Well, I don't know about the Rancho Grande part, but you do sound like El. I'll agree with you on that.
You know something? I have a notion to fire you.
You is too late, Mr. Kymon. I quit right now.
What?
Yes, sir. This is our last night together, Mr. Kymon. I'm going to Chicago.
Chicago? Well, Mose, you can't. Why, you will miss me too much.
No, sir, I won't miss you too much. Chicago is awful windy.
Do they need a jackass in Chicago?
I don't know, but I'll tell them you is available.
You can't leave me, you pothead. Do you have another job?
Yes, sir. I got another job up there.
No, I can't imagine you doing any work. You hate it.
No, sir, I love work. It fascinates me. Well, I can sit and look at it for hours.
Gee, well, what kind of a job do you have in Chicago?
Well, I got a job in the stockyards, Miss Kymon. I'm going to be a pig pusher.
Well, what on earth is a pig a pusher?
Well, you know when they load the pigs in a freight car, well, you know they marching down that ramp? Yeah. Well, I stand there with a long pole. And if them pigs is kind of slow getting in the freight car, I takes the pole and pushes them. I'm going to be a pig pusher.
Well, seriously, Mose, although I always considered you an ignorant knothead, without brain one, I will miss you.
Well, I always considered you one of the smartest men in the world, and I'll miss you.
Well, I wish I could say the same about you.
You could if you were as big a liar as I am. Oh.
Now, let's not quibble on our last night together. Apologize.
All right. I'm sorry you ain't as big a liar as I is, Miss Compton.
Fooey on you.
Now, wait a minute, Miss Compton. Here's what I do want to say, though, honest and sincere. I want to say goodbye to all the wonderful group in the Barn Dance gang here, and I really mean it from the bottom of my heart. I want to mention them all. I don't want to miss nobody, because they've all been great friends of mine. I want to mention Mrs. Keats, Frankie Taylor, Penny West, Dean Richard, Ray Periandry, Billy Keith, Tommy Watson, Wally Proctor, Shorty Mason, Roland Gaines, Lambert Core, the producer, one of the greatest guys, Frank Castini, Gene Snowden, and John Toller, the engineer. Has I missed anybody, Miss Cameron?
I don't think so.
Well, I certainly want to say goodbye and good luck to all of them. Now, before I leave, I want to say this, too, from the bottom of my heart. Uncle Dick Slack, one of the greatest friends I ever had in my life. I really mean that. He's been wonderful for me, and I'll never forget him. Goodbye, Uncle Dick.
How about me?
To all the great people that listen, thank you all very much. Goodbye and good luck.
How about me?
To all the peoples at Camo X, I bid you a fond adieu. I may wander to many other places, but I'll always come back to you.
How about me?
I was leaving St. Louis for Chicago, Miss Carmen, and to tell the truth, my eyes is kind of full. I will think of you when I work in the stockyards, because I know that place has a lot of bull.